Central Brazil's been sort of almost officially called in a drought, which is affecting a corn crop over there and also some of the beans that's produced in Central Brazil. On top of that, you've had Argentina, some really wet weather in the last few weeks, which has basically pulled a harvest up and really caused some real damage to their bean crop. So to break it down, there's been maybe up to 20% of the bean crop in Argentina lost in the last few weeks, and what some people are calling it. And in Brazil, been a move potentially from exporting up to 5 million tonnes of corn to now maybe needing to import a million tonnes of corn. And they've dropped an import tax from 25% to 10%, which reflects the situation that's changed over there. So that's the fundamental underlier. And that's basically been the driver to force a number of speculative short positions to buy back their positions. And that's really what's driven the wheat market specifically.
Yeah, well, if we focus just on wheat, that pretty poor supply and price scenario, record global stocks, that hasn't changed at all, right?
Yeah, no, nothing really has changed in wheat at all. There's still looking like being up to a billion bushel carryout in the US this year, which will look at a stocks-to-use ratio of nearly 30%, which is as big as it's been in recent history.
Has there been any correction to prices now people have taken stock of the actual situation?
Yeah, so overnight, we had a pullback of around 10 cents, and the market's rallied about 60 cents in the last week, and last night we were off about 10 cents in both wheat and corn. And so, yeah, I think people ultimately needed a bit of a moment of to take a breath and try to work out what's going on. There's certainly no, as we just said, there's no fundamental reason in wheat for us to be so strong. So, overnight we did see a bit of a pullback.
What's been the local impact on prices from the rally this week?
Look, unfortunately, while US futures equivalently in Australian dollars have rallied about $20 in the last 10 days or week, the local price is really only up about $5, maybe a little bit more in some specific regions. So, yeah, unfortunately, it hasn't been reflected back to the grower, and that's just because there really isn't a true fundamental reason for the market to be higher.
You've been meeting around 200 growers in South Australia this week. What's their feeling in the discussions you've had about this season, given the gloomy price outlook?
Yeah, look, I guess everyone's starting to look at planting. Some people are into the paddock already. There's a number of growers who will always remain resilient and just stick with their normal crop rotation, which makes a lot of sense. And so a number of them are still continuing to put in wheat where they normally would. But it's certainly got a number of people. I'm in the York Peninsula today, and I know I was talking to some growers yesterday who a number of them are looking at alternative crops because the return they're getting from those are a lot better. If I'm honest, it's probably not the worst thing for the wheat market if a number of growers actually look at alternative crops, because there is such a huge build-up of stocks that if growers look at doing something else for a year or two, then it's actually not the worst thing in the world for prices.